540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A federal court ruling could bring a former Milwaukee school aide back to the U.S. after she left during an immigration case. According to a WPR report, Yesenia Ruano had applied for a visa as a trafficking victim. She returned to El Salvador last year after her request to stay was denied. A judge now says the government must allow her and others in the lawsuit to come back while their cases move forward. Advocates call the decision a step towards protecting victims, while federal officials argue that they are enforcing the law. A Milwaukee man will spend more than 16 years in prison after robbing gas stations 9 times. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Jeremiah Tyler robbed or tried to rob stores in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties over about a month in 2025. In several cases, he showed a gun, and in one attempt, he fired it. No one was hurt, but officials say the crimes created fear. Tyler will also serve 3 years of supervised release and must pay restitution. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. That construction on National Avenue won't wrap up until July. The work is creating traffic problems and frustrations on Milwaukee's south side. National is torn up between South 27th and South 39th, with only westbound traffic allowed and new detours in place. That's pushing more cars onto neighborhood streets. Transportation officials say the work is necessary and they're urging people to follow the posted detours. Access to groceries is becoming a bigger challenge in parts of Milwaukee, and leaders are now forming a task force to tackle the issue. Officials point to multiple store closures along with recent pharmacy shutdowns as reasons for concern. The plan is to bring together city and county resources to find long-term solutions. Some leaders want to focus on local community-driven options, while others support working with larger grocery chains, too. The group is expected to explore different ideas before making recommendations. A Milwaukee auto dealer is among several businesses across Wisconsin that have lost their licenses. According to the DMV, Fresh Wheels Auto failed to meet bonding requirements needed to stay in business. The revocation was upheld after a hearing and took effect this month. Other dealerships in cities like Beaver Dam and Elkhorn were also impacted. Officials say any dealer without a license must stop operating until they win an appeal. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A proposal from Wisconsin Democrats would fully tax any payments from a new federal fund connected to President Donald Trump. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says the plan is meant to prevent what she calls misuse of funds, arguing the focus should be on everyday costs like groceries and gas. The fund is tied to a lawsuit settlement and is intended to compensate people who claim they were targeted unfairly by the government. Supporters say it offers a legal path for claims, while critics question how the money would be used. A write-in candidate for Wisconsin governor is drawing criticism after posting a video of himself removing political yard signs in Milwaukee. Carlos Lamar Dixon shared footage of the incident in the River West and East Side neighborhoods and said he took the signs as a political statement. Candidates affected say the signs are protected speech and costly to replace. And Badger State employees can now apply for new state grants to train workers for jobs in advanced manufacturing and artificial intelligence. Governor Evers says about $7 million in federal funding will support the program called WISTrain, and it's open to companies of any size across the state. Applications are due July 13th for the first round of funding. The search for the next athletic director of UW-Madison has entered the next phase. The application period is now open and will be for the next 2 weeks, following the listening sessions that were held over the past few weeks. The search committee in charge had been meeting with student athletes and others to figure out what qualities they wanted in the next athletic director. The school hopes to have the next athletic director in place and working this summer. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Astros. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The first place Brewers battle the Astros in Houston. Kaiwei Tang on the mound tonight for Houston against Milwaukee right-hander Coleman Crow, making his third start for the crew, manager Pat Murphy.
He was tremendous in his first outing. He didn't miss too many spots. He can pitch here. I mean, he can pitch in the big leagues. It's pretty good.
College basketball. A report says the Wisconsin Badgers will play in a tournament in the Bahamas next season. Meanwhile, when will a new athletic director be hired to replace Chris McIntosh, who left in April?
They're still going to hire somebody this summer. They're opening the application process and accepting applications through June 10th. And then they've also had what they call stakeholder listening sessions, just forums used by organizations to gather direct feedback from different people. Ultimately, though, the goal is to have the athletic director in place this summer before the sports programs and everything else gets going.
That's Badgers reporter Jesse Temple with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice day to wrap up the work week. Mostly sunny skies expected today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. About a handful of degrees cooler on Saturday with partial sunshine, a high near 64. Low 70s by Sunday.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.